All right. Okay, so our topic for today is the din of smicha zakenim, mismach sabi. Here we have a very tricky sugya. We have a lot of halachos and a couple of basic themes. So I'm going to try to separate the actual machloksim and the halachos, which we'll talk about in the beginning, from like the overarching themes, which we'll come back to in the end. Okay, so it might be a more efficient presentation. So what is smicha? So the Gemara in Daf Gimel and Beis says, smicha is karinan le Rebbe, v'nosan la rishus ladin dine knasos. So it seems to be something that's compounded of two different things. Rishus to paskin dine knasos, and that he has this status that he's now called Rebbe. So it's interesting that Rashi on that Gemara, when Rashi characterizes mismach sabi, so Rashi just says karin le Rebbe. So the implication is that for Rashi, the central part of smicha is the status or the title of Kari Le Rab, and the Rishus Ladin Dine Knosso seems to be an afterthought. Okay, that just seems to be the clearest Hagdara of what Smicha is in the Gemara. The first topic I want to discuss is the pertains to the Maisa of Smicha, the act of conferring Smicha on somebody. And this will be broken down into a number of discussions. The first is, do we need Smicha B'Yadayim? Okay, so Smicha's Moshe to Yeshua was certainly be a dayim. Do you need it for generations? The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Smicha is very clear that you do not. Do not need smicha be a dayim. But rather you send him an igeres and he gets it and he finds out that he's now a samach. So it's very impersonal for the Rambam. The Riyah Bartzaloni in the Sefer Ashtaros disagrees. His Girs in the Gemara suggests that you need smicha be a dayim ledoros. Okay, so you actually need the Rebbe to put the hands on the Talmud. Why would you need smicha be yad? So just the clearest formulation of this is in the Mefarshim Ala Torah. The Gur Aryeh, for example, says, it's because Moshe was Hetzil min Aruach Asher Olav to Yoshua. Okay, so there's some metaphysical transfer when you have Smicha B'Yadayim. The Gur Aryeh himself says, for that reason, you don't need it for generations. Okay, because that was unique to the Smicha of Moshe to Yoshua. But for Doros, you wouldn't need that. So within the Riyah Bartzaloni, does he buy into the idea of Hetzil min Aruach for generations, which is one possibility? Or alternatively, you could suggest that as a din in Pirsum. Right? It's very clear, it's unambiguous that you're a masmich somebody if you have a maisa of smicha b'yadayim. And we'll see a parallel argument from the Rishonim in a few minutes. Okay, so again, so smicha b'yadayim, machlokes the Rambam and the Riyah Bartzaloni, and the explanation we have from the Gur Aryeh, Hetzel min Aruach, and the Netziv has a similar explanation as well. Okay, a metaphysical transfer. The second question pertaining to the maisa of smicha is what kind of proximity do you need between the Somech and the Nismach? And of course, if you hold like the Riyah Bartzaloni, you need Smicha B'Yadayim, then you already answered the question. Okay, but let's assume now, like the Rambam, that you don't need Smicha B'Yadayim. Is there still some sort of standard for proximity? So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that there's no such requirement. So long as you're in Eretz Yisrael, which is a separate din, you're fine. And this indeed is the first day on the Yad Ramah, on Yadal Ramad Aleph. However, the second day on the Yad Ramah offers an interpretation that the reason why you need the Nismach to be in Eretz Yisrael is because you need the Nismach to be Eitzel the Somech. And the Yad Ramah himself points out that if this is the case, then even within Eretz Yisrael, you need them to be next to each other. Okay, so if one's in the Galil and one's in Yehuda, so the Smicha is not effective. You need them to be in the same area. So this is put forth by the Yad Ramah on the second day, yeah? The Yad Ramah himself argues from the fact that the Gemara doesn't require this, that this day must be wrong. Okay, so the Yad Ramah quotes this day and rejects it based off the Shach V'Tari in the Gemara. However, the Riaz on this sugya argues that Limaskana, quote, Afilu be'eretz Yisrael lo mahan yismicha elei have gabe sumchin. Okay, so the Riaz is explicit that even in Eretz Yisrael, you need them to be standing next to each other. Why would you require proximity? So here you have a svara suggested by the Tosas Chachmei Anglia pertaining to the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Why was he Moser Nefesh to be Masmich if you could just send an Igeres like the Rambam says? And he says because he needed Lefar Seimas Hadavar. Okay, he needed to publicize the Maisa because otherwise no one would have believed that he actually gave Smicha. Okay, so according to Tosas Chachmei Anglia, this is a din in Pirsum. Okay, you need it to be unambiguous who you gave smicha to. I'll just point out, just for clarity's sake, The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia himself doesn't hold that you need proximity l'doros. Right? He holds, like the Rambam, that it's sufficient to have shlichas igeres. He's saying during the time of Yehuda ben Bava, when it was very hard to give smicha, then no one would have taken it seriously. No one would have believed that it happened unless it had Pearson. So in that story, you needed lefaris emes hadavar. Okay, but that svara could hold even for the riyaz. Yeah. I guess, you know, letters could be forged, right? I guess it's less proof than if you have two witnesses that saw and put a hand on the head, and I think that's the idea. And even a letter is not piercing. Maybe a letter would give you, even if you want to disregard what I'm saying, maybe a letter could authenticate the Yitzmicha, would verify it, but wouldn't publicize it, whereas a public ceremony publicizes it, okay? Okay, third question with respect to the Maisa of Smicha. How many people do you need to give Smicha? Yes, Shua.
Does Sama Pearson idea?
Yeah.
Is that just because we're trying to avoid confusion, or is it like part of like the gather of the sum of that he's recognized in
the public? In Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, it's clear that it's to avoid confusion. He says because nobody would believe it otherwise. The Rishonim on the in Bamidbar, when they talk about a Moshe's smicha to Yeshua, they say like lefnei le'enei kol akol or something, or I forgot the lashon of the psukim. It says dimitzavim le'enei kol or al hakol. So Rashi there says it means like tell him how impossible the Yisrael are to deal with, right? But the other Rishonim, like the Ramban, say it means no, you have to stand him in front of Yisrael because they're accepting him as the leader. So if you want to incorporate what happened there to smicha l'doros, then you could argue that Pirsum is part of like the Kabbalah Satzibor. But we don't have anybody explicitly saying this in the Gemara. A third question pertaining to the Maisa of smicha is how many people do you need to give smicha? So the largest number that we find is in Hagos Maimonios and Perek Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin Simen Aleph. And he suggests that just like the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur requires five Dayanim according to one day in the Mishnah, that day I will also hold that Smicha Sekenim requires five Dayanim. Okay, so just like you have Machlokas in the Gemara for Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, so too you have Machlokas Lagabe Smicha. So you might need five Dayanim for Smicha. The Rambam, however, is very clear that three Dayanim are sufficient. So according to Rambam, you only need Gimel. Within requiring Gimel, and the Gemara, by the way, the Gemara is very clear that you need Gimel. The Gemara needs Gimel on the base. The question is the Gemara assuming, like the Deya and the Mishnah, that holds that you need Gimel for Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibur? Okay? So Machlokas between the Rambam and the Perasha Mishnah and the Hagos Haimonios. Within the position that you need three, how many of them need to be Smuchim? So here we have Machlokas between the Rambam on the one end, who holds that it's sufficient to have Chad Samuch and Shnayim Einam Smuchim, and the Yad Ramah and the Riyaz, on the other hand, who hold that you need Gimel Smuchim. Okay, the Riyaz is very explicit. He says it's that all three have to be Smuchim in order to give Smicha. The Yad Ramah is implicit in the way he reads the Gemara of Yehuda ben Bava that he didn't have two other Somchin next to him to give Smicha. He just says that the reason why he was mitzar, they didn't have chad gabei, but not that he couldn't find two people, but that he couldn't find two smuchim to give smicha with him. Right, so the implication is clear that you need three people to give smicha zikenim. A fourth question pertaining to the maisa of smicha. Now that we know that you need three people, is this considered to be some sort of formal psak bezdin, some sort of maisa bezdin? Or you might say, maybe in line of what we were suggesting earlier, that really you only need the Chad Samach, but you need two people there for Pirsum. But I think in the Mishnah, one of the cases where you need five people, for instance, for Chalitza, I think, we say you need five in order to Lefarse Madavar. Okay, so we could ask, is this Bezdin here, a requirement of Bezdin because you're paskening, or you're creating some sort of Chalos? Or is the Bezdin here simply in order to have Pirsum Madavar? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Tzadi Aleph raises this question, and he wants to know, if it's a, he suggests, if it's a formal psak bezdin, then you shouldn't be able to give smicha balayla. And similarly, if it's a formal psak bezdin, then kruvim should be possible to give smicha. Okay. The Gilyon Marsha in Yoridea in Simon Aleph, Sifkatan Aleph. So he just points out that Tosvos in Andafhe in Sanhedrin seems to assume that a Karov is kosher to give smicha. Okay, so he wants to prove that there's no formal psak bezin at all in giving smicha. Similarly, the Mishnas Yaivetz and Choshen Mishpat Simon Zayin Sif Zayin and the Chuvos of the Mishnas Yaivetz, he gives two proofs that it can't be a formal psak bezdin. The first is that you could give smicha shelo bifnei hanidon. Okay, according to Rambam, you could be shaleach nigeras. Just as according to this, you can never have a psak din shelo bifnei hanidonim. And second of all, brings a raya from the Marsha in the Chiddush HaGadol in Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, that there the Marsha says they used to give smicha in a huge gathering on Shabbos. And we know that bezin shouldn't be done on Shabbos. The implication is that smicha estekenim is not a psak bezdin. Okay. Now again, you might say that if you hold that you need proximity of the somech and the nismach, like the Riyaz held, and like the Yadar Mas suggests in the second daya, then you might say that's also not just because of piersum. You might say that that's because it's some sort of psak, and a psak needs to be lefnei hanidonim. Okay, so this raya that the Mishnah Siyavetz is bringing works well according to the Rambam. It doesn't necessarily work well according to the Riyaz and the Yadar Mas. Okay, so it occurs to me now that this might be a second explanation why you might need proximity between the Somech and the Nismach. Okay, maybe if you view it as some sort of formal psak then. A fifth question that we want to raise with respect to the Maisa Smicha is whether the Nismach himself is part of the act of Smicha. Right, is he the recipient? Or do you view him as maybe an active participant in the Maisa Smicha? So here we don't have a clear nafkamina, but two potential nafkamina may be. First, the Yad Ramah, commenting on the Gemara in Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, whether you need the Nismach to be in Eretz Yisrael, / the Somech to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Yad Ramah says, a suffix of the Gemara is whether the Nismach is Ikar, or the Somech is Ikar. And he says, if the Nismach is Ikar, then Basrayu Nigrar. And if the Somech is Ikar, then Basrei Nigrar. Okay, so whoever is Ikar in the Maisa of Smicha will determine who has to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Pshita, that the Somchen have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so it seems Pashut that we're really holding that we're Basar Somchen as Linan. Okay, but at least in the Suffolk of the Gemara, there was a question that maybe the Nismach is Ikar. But still, perhaps even the Maskana, we're saying that the Nismach is Tafel, but he plays some sort of role. Okay, so we haven't ruled him out. So the Havmina is asking who's more important. And in the Maskana, there may be some Chashivas, even if it's not Ikar. A more clear Nafkamina is raised by the Rav in the Shirim on Sanhedrin. And he quotes Ramosha Soloveitchik as saying that the smicha can't be effective unless you have the explicit kabbalah of the nismach. Okay, there's no such concept as smicha bal karcho. Okay, you can't just get a letter in the mail and now you're considered to be a dayan. And he reads this into the story in the Gemara where one of the Amoraim wasn't makabal smicha. From Meir. Was it? Yeah. Yeah, Meir and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says that he wasn't velo kiblo. So he says that this is a riot to this idea that the nismach has to actively be mekabel the smicha. Okay. A sixth question pertaining to the maisa smicha is who is able to give smicha? Okay. The two shitas we already saw, the Rambam holds that you need a musmach echad in Beis Hedyotos. Okay. So he's one person who could give smicha. The Riyaz and the Yad Ramah have a stronger requirement that only Gimel Smuchim could give smicha. Okay, so smicha comes from Gimel Smuchim. A third shita, this is not so clear, but the Rambam and the Smach seem to suggest that the Nasi could give smicha even if he's not a samoch. Okay, the question is whether you could have a Nasi who's not a samoch. Is that possible? Well, you don't think it's possible?
No.
What? What do we know? Is it possible to have a Nasi who's not samoch? What?
Where does it say you can't?
Yeah, who says you can't, right? That's my impression also. Right. Is there any formal requirement that a Nasi has to have smicha?
You mean in Sanhedrin?
What?
You mean
the Nasi in Sanhedrin? It's not the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. It seems like a Stam Nasi. I'll read you the language of the Smach Zurich. But I think this might just be a quote from the Rambam. Echad ha-nismach mipi Nasi. Oh, mi pi asmuchim hariz asmicha. And if you have smicha from either the Nasi or from...
Who is the Nasi if not the Nasi?
What?
Who is the Nasi if not
the... You can have Nasi ba'amcha, or any Rosh Hashivet is considered to be a Nasi. In Shir, we said the Rambam's chiddush that cursing the Rosh HaSanhedrin is bechlal, Nasi ba'amcha, lo stekalo, is a chiddush. And the Rabban al-Atar didn't like it. Right, so... What?
Is there no
nafkamina?
There's no nafkamina.
But that's more question of like. Echad anisnach mipi nasi, mipi asmucha.
Yeah, nasi ba'amcha lo torah. That's like the torah, not like the halachic literature where the nasi refers to the head of the
bezdin. Really? You think that nasi in this just refers to the head of the bezdin? Is that the?
Unless you have proof otherwise, I think that's like possibly
the one everywhere. Yeah. To me, if he's a samach, it's trivially true because a samach gives smicha, and you're already nichlal in the second category. It sounds like we're opening up a category of smicha from somebody who's not samach, and that's the nasi. That's my impression from the smach, and maybe there's a smach Zurich, so it's from Zurich. You should know if you go to Zurich, the German shul there has a base medrash that's dedicated to the memory of Rav Moshe Mitzurich.
So all we need is Netanyahu to give some
the
smicha.
13th century. What?
You just need Netanyahu to give some smicha.
Yeah, if you think he has the din of a nasi, then maybe it'll work. Smach Mitzurich Simin Reish Chafei. It's in the Kovach Shitas Kamoi on page Reish Dalet. Okay. Now I just want to point out that this is so here we're already breaking from the original category, right? The first two Shitos, the Ram and the Yad Rama, hold that Smicha could only be issued from a Somech. Here, if you take this reading of the Smach Mitzurich, then we're saying that you already could have a category of normal Smicha, which is not Mipi Asamach. Okay, and also you can give Smicha as well. I'll just point out that the Yad Rama, in his reading of the Shach V'Tar in Yud Gimel Beis, argues from the Gemara, reads that the Gemara introduces this whole discussion of Smicha Sekenim, Tana, Smicha Sekenim, Smicha Sekenim, Smicha V'Smicha Sekenim B'Gimel, Mai Smicha, Mai Smicha Sekenim, Am Rav Yochanan Mesmach Sabi. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Mesmach Sabi B'Shlosha Minalan. Okay, how do you know that you need three people for Smicha? The Girs the Yad Rama here is Mismach Sabi Mipi Smuchim Minalan. The Gemara is not asking how do you know that you need three people to give smicha. The Gemara is rather asking how do you know that you require a samuch to give smicha. Okay. The way we read the Gemara is that obviously it's axiomatic that you need a samuch to give smicha. The question is how many people do you need? The way the Yad Rama is reading it, that the Havmina is that we don't even know that you need smuchim. And you have to establish a source to say that only a samach gives smicha. So this is our third shita is the nasi. A fourth shita already suggested by the Rambam, Perusha Mishnayis, and in Mishnah Torah, is that you could bypass smuchim and presumably the nasi as well, and you could get smicha from haskamas kol Yisrael. And some permutation of chachme Yisrael or kol kal Yisrael. What? Okay, so according to Rambam, you don't necessarily need smicha mipi smuchim. You could have askamas bnei Yisrael, and within this, you have machlokas between the Maribe Rav and the Maral Bach, where the Rambam intended to say kol Yisrael dafka, that you need a consensus of again either chachme Yisrael or kol Yisrael tamidei Yisrael, or whether it's sufficient to have rov. Okay, but these are just variations of getting smicha from a non-samuch via the collective of bnei Yisrael.
Who's who?
The Maral Bach holds that you require kol mamish. You need a consensus. an absolute consensus, and the Maariv Rav holds that it's sufficient to have rov. From here, we can move to a parallel discussion. Yeah.
This possibility is only viable when others aren't.
Not clear. Why do you say that? Does he say that? Is anybody lashon of the Rambam? Why do you think the Rambam requires that this is only when there's no ish mipish? Anybody read the Rambam Mariel's way? No? Sounds like it's either or. You can either have smicha from ish mipish or askama as kolakol. Elamai, it's harder to have askama. Does he? Haresh lo hay baretz shol ala somech echad. That's ish mipish still. Moshev shnayim b'tzido v'somech. Shim ke echad. Right?
You understand the smicha as another option all the time?
Yeah, you're smuggling in your biases here by saying you understand chiddush hasmicha as if this is like only a last resort chiddush hasmicha. Right? From the Ram itself, it sounds like it's either or. It's either Askamas Kol Yisrael or Ish Mipish. Just like for the Smak, it's either Nasi or a Samach.
I mean, what about the line?
What?
Why there would be Askamas? Why they would like need to resort to Chiddush HaSmicha when their school come around? It's a fair question, but like, that's just the question.
Right. It seems it's much much less practical to get a consensus when you could have one or two Samachim. It's Bechlam Masayimana, right? If one of the smuchin is refusing to give you smicha, you're not going to get askam askalador. Unless you want to read it like the Maribe Rav, and say then you can get rov.
I think he wants to say that you're not able to do it, which implies that you're returning something that you're not able to do.
That's how you know that it's possible.
No, that's right. That's how you know that that's the pasuk, that's the rai, that it could be restored. That's the proof that there is an alternative way of getting smicha. But it doesn't mean that is inherently b'diavet. Yeah.
There's also a line, I don't know whether it's due to diagnosis or not, but it might support it in the Hirsch
Mashiach. I don't need support. Most of Mechaver Alavaraya. I don't need support.
So it says,
yeah, it's either or, right?
Sounds.
Yeah, exactly like I said. Right?
What about the line in Kinkin, Lama Yukhakaraka? Why would you use Rabbah? When we said in Shira that it's better to continue it as opposed to having a gap in the...
Yeah, I'll concede that. In Shira, we were definitely assuming, and I think traditionally it's taken that the Chiddush HaSmicha is Chiddush HaSmicha. Yeah, you have to address... No, you think, why was it Rehuda ben Vava Moser Nefesh? Because it would have been harder to get smicha this way. It would have been more difficult to continue smicha. That's Adam?
He's the reason that they missed out because they wouldn't have a different Fuzar and they wouldn't have consensus. It's nothing to do with the fact that they...
Nothing to do that it's a less preferred option. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty clear. From here we move to a parallel... Yes.
Go back for a second on the outer mouth. You're saying that she has a habit of just muffin or where do you see that?
I say he says that the suffix in the Gemara about Somech Baretz and this Mach Baretz is about who's Iker and who's Tafel.
I have it as me and Rina Somech Iker and Mach Baretz, I agree. The Mach Baretz is not below. Oh, Dilma Edi, but Edi, but Ina Baretz.
I mean, he only has it in one way.
Yeah.
I mean, he only has the Havmin even that.
It's Mach Baretz. Says Pshita something about Baretz.
So now the Maskana is that what? They're on par? So if anything, that's a stronger argument for the status of the Nismachim. Right? Because the Hamin of the Gemara is that the Somchin are Iker, Kamash Malan, that they're equal. But I guess to preserve the logical flow of the Shaka Vitarya, so the Gemara's Havmina is these are Ikar. Kamash Malan.
Well, I mean, it's Ikar and also Nismachim are Basraya Griri.
I thought he meant that Ikar entails Basraya Griri. That that's the way you determine who follows who is who's Ikar and who's Tafel. Okay.
That's really the Maskana of Pshita Somchin Baaretz. That's when I asked the question. So it still sounds like that's the Maskana. The Havmina could still be that they're equal.
Well, I'm saying the Maskana might even be that they're equal. Right? The Havmina is that if the Somchin are Ikar, so all you need is them to be in Eretz Israel. Right?
So before you even ask the question, Pshita Somchin Baaretz.
Right, what happened then? Right. Okay. Okay, so here we move to a parallel discussion. Not who do you require in order to give smicha. Okay. Not who is able to give smicha, but who is able to be moche on the issue of smicha. Okay? So here we're not saying that these people are sufficient condition to give smicha. We're saying that this group will be a necessary condition to give smicha. Okay? Meaning they could be moche to your giving smicha. So here are a few examples. Who could be moche? So the Yaivetz in his parish in the back of the Gemara, commenting on Daf Yadalad Amud Aleph, says, what does it mean that Meir wasn't mekabel the smicha, that lo kiblo, they didn't accept the smicha of Meir? Rashi says it's because he wasn't married. And the Yaivetz explains that even when you have smicha ish mi pi ish, you need the haskama of kol chachmei ador. Okay, so Ariel, I think this also pushes back on what you're saying, right? Because we're assuming there's one category of smicha, whatever applies to the Kol Yisrael will apply to each MPH one. Okay. So he thinks that even if you don't need Askama Kol Chachmei Ador to give smicha, Kol Chachmei Ador have the capacity to be mocha on smicha. Okay. Now here you have to raise an internal question and ask whether this means that maybe Ishmi Piish is just a presumption that you have the Haskama of the entire body of Chachamim when one of them gives smicha. It's a presumption that you have their consent unless they explicitly dissent. Okay? Which is a way of not only saying that we have two parallel tracks of smicha, but it's a way of collapsing the two tracks into each other and saying that when you have a representative of the chachamim, it's gilui of kol chachamim unless they voice to the contrary. Okay? And that would really push back even stronger against what you're suggesting, Arya.
That's the opposite.
Okay?
Yeah. What? The opposite of the Ivates.
Why is the opposite of the Ivates? He's not saying you need agreement, he's saying you can't have their dissent. Right? If they voice dissent, then your smicha is no good. Like with their mayor. Now I'm just asking, is that because he's saying that they have the capacity to be mocha? Or is it because when you have even smicha ish mi pi ish, that itself is nothing but the presumption that kol chachmei ador agree with you? Okay? Yes? Sounds like it's preemptive, and we'll see. We'll speak in a minute why it has to be. Why I think it has to be preemptive.
Okay. I think there's room that I think the Dilma Maridira or the Malbat said that when you have we have an assumption that everyone all the.
Oh, so this is the next line on my notes. You saw my notes
No. From
over there. Okay, even if you saw it, the chances that you read it correctly are low. So, the Maribe Rav, you're right. Maribe Rav does say that maybe when the Rambam says v'hadavar tzarech echreya at the very end, maybe the Rambam is simply going back on the first part of the halacha, not that he's mesupok whether there's a category of chiddush hasmicha by virtue of consensus of chachmei ador. Rather, v'hadavar tzarech echreya, to what he said in the beginning of the halacha, where he said that if ish mipi Moshe ben gives smicha, then he doesn't need the explicit rishus of the rest of the tzibur. Hare shelo haye b'Eretz Yisrael l'somech echad. So you have one musmach in Eretz Yisrael. Moshev shnayim b'tzido v'somech shivim ke'echad. etc. I mean, the Rambam's Masupuk, whether an individual has the right to give smicha without consent. And he's Masupuk about that. Not whether you have the capacity to be mechadish smicha through a consensus. Okay, so Ariel, this is really not looking good for you.
Okay? I just say one more thing.
You may not want to, though.
If the Rambam wasn't trying to say that this was a new avenue post-smicha, why would he have to tell us the issue and let him be the consultation with smicha here? If it's just another way to give smicha, then obviously whatever smicha and tell is what you do. It's a fish that even though there wasn't smicha in the past, these people that now have smicha, yeshon of them didn't cast and yeshon the smicha here.
Also, why would you put it here?
Why would that affect whether or not it worked previously? You're just telling you this is valid.
If this is another way to give smicha like every other way, then
how you invalid smicha?
I don't need to be told yeshon of them in the process. I know that from regular smicha, yeshon of them here.
And if it's just like regular smicha, you should put it after regular smicha. This is way later.
But you're asking which line? Right, you know, in the end of the halacha, okay, the Rambam says, "V'im hayasham samuch mipi samuch, eino tzarich das kulan, ve'ela don dine knasos lakol." Good, shkaya. But I'm saying in the end of the halacha, the Rambam says the exact same thing about a samuch mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. V'im hayasham samach mipi samach, eino tzarich das kulam, ela don dine knasos lakol. Shari nisach mipi bezdin. Okay? V'adar tzarich echreya. So it sounds like the Rambam is mesupak about whether yachid ish mipi Moshe Rabbeinu could don dine knasos by himself without reshus of the rest of the kol. So he says that he has that same qualification of ladon dine knasos, even for samach. Okay, it could be. I mean, you could also ask why the Rambam say yirali, right? But it's okay, you have people on your side, right? The Grizz reads the Rambam closer to the way you are. Okay, so now we move on. Okay, sorry. So we have one sheet of the Yaiveth and the Maribe Rav that maybe you need, maybe the Chachmei Ador could dissent against an individual smicha. A second indication of this idea is put forth by the Riaz explicitly, and he says that in the low kibble of Rabbi Meir, it means that the Talmidim weren't mekavil the smicha of Rabbi Meir, because he wasn't married. So this seems to be a greater chiddush than the Maribe Rav and the Yaivetz, because they're saying that the Chachmei Ador could dissent. And here the Riaz is saying that even the Talmidim have the capacity to dissent from a smicha, okay, which seems to be an expansion of the original idea. The Rambam in Perek Dal Halacha Hey may have a parallel idea as well, where the Rambam holds that you need the reshus of the Nasi in order to give smicha. Rambam doesn't think that you require reshus, but the Rambam holds that as kavod we ask the Nasi reshus, which seems to imply that the Nasi has the koach to be mocha. Okay. So there's an interesting relationship here. According to the Smak, the Nasi has the capacity to give smicha on his own, even if he's not a samach. And according to the Rambam Dalet Hey, even if somebody else is giving smicha, it seems like the Nasi has the capacity to be mocha. Here we move to a third area of discussion. Can we point to any change in status of the Nismach? Is it simply that he's being licensed to Paskin? Or are we saying that with his smicha comes a change in status? So one possible raya to this change in status is the Gemara itself on Sanhedrin Yadal and Aleph. The Gemara says that once somebody receives smicha, they have mechilas avonos. Okay, they have all their sins are achieved kapara. Rashi and Sefer Apardes brings a riot to this idea from the Smichas Parshios in the Torah that the din of Mipnei Seva Takum is juxtaposed to the din of Gerus. And just like a Gerish and his Gayer, we say that it was Nimchalu Kol Avonosav, status change, he goes from being a non-Jew to a Jew. So too, a Chacham who receives Smicha, he also has a status change and is Nimchal Kol Avonosav. And this is the two other people who have this status change, and that's Sefer Paradis, are the Melech and Chasan. So these are like the paradigms of a change in status. A second indication of this idea, again, is implicit in the Gemara and Daf Yudalit. The Gemara says that they sang all these songs to the Nismach. The Riyaz says, "Meshoru in Lefanav Kederech Sheosim Biyom Chasunasa." Right? You sing in the, just like a chasan on the day of his wedding. The connection, especially to the fact that a chasan has mechilas avonos and the nismach has mechilas avonos, implies also that there's some sort of change of status. So just like a chasan changes the status beyond chasan, also so to the nismach. A third indication to this idea is stated in Tosfos Chachmei Anglia on our Gemara. It's also stated in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And this is the idea that once somebody receives smicha, we can never take away his smicha. Okay, so if we were masmich somebody al das that he was a chacham, turns out that he wasn't. So it says you can't take away his smicha because kivan sha'ala lo yered. Once he was elevated to this status, we can't take it away. So it doesn't seem like this is a shaila in licensing, just giving somebody rishus. Right, the notion of imal lo yerid is like when you put something on the mizbeach and it has kedusha guf, then you can't take it down. Okay, so that's the formulation that's used here in the context of how giving smicha as well. If you look on the blogs, like when there's this whole discussion about revoking people's smicha, there are like a lot of like angry academics who received smicha like 50 years ago from YU, who like have like letters saying like here like I'm mailing my cloth back into YU, I don't want it anymore. Right, but like you know, you can really respond by saying kivin sha'ala lo yered. Right, even the nismach once he has smicha, he can't get rid of the status. Okay, so this last one is a response to what you asked earlier. If people want to be mochel, or they can only be mochel before he receives the smicha, because right, even the Rebbe himself can't go back on smicha that he already gave out.
Was like
a smicha betos, but this is also the case of smicha betos. They thought that he was Chacham and Roy Lahara. Turns out he wasn't. Kivin Sha'ala Lo Yerei. Okay. Yeah.
Moving back for a second to the Riyaz. Is it possible that just Tommy didn't have power of this? Because it's kind of like, it's like, a, meaning it's not like it's been in I guess like the Hum more in charge of things, but like it didn't like people like choosing their leaders.
Sounds very egalitarian. So no. I'm not sure. Okay, a fourth area which we wanna explore just to characterize this notion of smicha. And this I already mentioned in two Chazar Shiurim ago, just very quickly, is there some relationship, necessary connection between smicha and an appointment to a Sanhedrin? Because I think this has to loom in the back of our minds. Is it that by giving smicha, you're appointing somebody to an office of being a dayan in a Sanhedrin, or simply that you're giving him a status of a samuch, which is sui generis and stands on its own? That's a very critical question. The Riyaz, again in our sugya, has this idea that you need Sanhedrin ketanas in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not being done dinei nefashos, simply so that you could give people smicha, put them in a Sanhedrin ketana, and then promote them to a Sanhedrin gedola. Okay? So it's not clear if he holds that the only way you could get to a Sanhedrin Gedola is if you first sit in a Sanhedrin Ketana, or that he holds that you need smuchim, and you can only have smuchim if they're appointed to a Sanhedrin Ketana. Okay, so in order to give smicha, you have to have offices for them, so you create Sanhedrin Ketanas, and then you could elevate them to Sanhedrin Gedola. So it's a din in smicha that they have to have an appointment that's concomitant with it. There's a similar idea in Rashi later on in the fourth parak. When the Gemara goes through the three shuros of Talmidim who sat in front of the Beis Din, Rashi says that they'd only be masmich somebody when somebody from the Beis Din dies, or if there's machlokas, they need to add dayanim. Okay, so it sounds like smicha, you have all these Talmidim sitting there, that smicha was reserved for when you had to appoint somebody to the actual Sanhedrin Ketana. You didn't have smuchim sitting in the audience.
Where's
that Rashi? Where is it? Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Kegon Shemes Echad Min Adayanim Somchem Lo Meharishonim, etc. Okay. You have a similar idea in the Yaivetz. The Yaivetz says that why weren't they Mekabel him just because he wasn't married? Right, or Meir, he wasn't married, so they weren't Mekabel him. He says because in order to sit in the Sanhedrin, you have to be married. It's one of the requirements of a Dayan. So if you're only masnich people to sit in a Sanhedrin, Sanemela, if you're not royal Sanhedrin, you won't be, the Talmidim won't be Mekabel the Smicha, or the Chacham won't be Mekabel the Smicha. Right? If he wasn't right for Sanhedrin, why was he getting smicha? So maybe they're arguing goof about this shayla. Whether smicha is a sui generis category, whether it's dafka to sit on a bezdin. And there are other nafkaminas, some of them we explored last time, just the very notion that if there's no smicha b'chutz la'aretz, the implication that there's no Sanhedrin b'chutz la'aretz. But this we spoke about already 2 weeks ago. A fifth area which we want to explore is the connection to parhalam davershel tzibor, connection between smicha and parhalam davershel tzibor. The Rambam Perusha Mishnah assumes that smicha sekenim is referring to both of them. The Gemara on Yud Gimel base puts them together, smicha sekenim and mismach sabi. So what are the indications of the connections? One we saw already in the Hagolas Maimonios, that whatever number of judges you need for parhalam davershel tzibor, you'll need for smicha sekenim. Another idea comes to the Maral Bach. Maral Bach holds that maybe you can't have smicha sekenim without a parhelm davershel tzibor. If in a time when you can't bring a parhelm davershel tzibor, then mele you can't have smicha sekenim. A parhelm davershel tzibor is a necessary condition for smicha. So why would that be? So one way to say it is, as we said in Shir, is that both of these are institutions which represent the tzibor. And if there's no parhelm davershel tzibor which represents the fact that Bezin represents the tzibor, then you can't have zakenim. You can't have smicha zakenim. Okay, that's a structural parallel. Right? It shows that there's something parallel about the way Somchin represented tzibor and the way the Sanhedrin that's bringing the parhelm davershel tzibor represented tzibor. Okay? But it's hard to explain the causal connection, why the lack of parhelm davershel tzibor entails the lack of smicha. All that shows is that they have a parallel relationship to the tzibor. Okay. So that explanation might work for why the Rambam Perusha Mishnah puts them together, why the Hagolas Maimonios assumes that it's the same number of Dayanim, because right, they're both representing the Kal. But why would the absence of one entail the absence of the other? So very simply, you might say that it's because the only way you could have Somchin, who have the authority to be done over the people, is if there's a mechanism that holds them culpable for a mistaken hora that they'll make over the tzibor. Okay, so you can't have people who have reshus to issue horas for Gans Klal Yisrael if there's no way of holding them accountable for the mistakes that they're going to make in their psak. So mimela, if there's no parhelm davershel tzibor, there's no smicha. I think it's a very, very sharp explanation.
Is that your own explanation?
What?
Is that your own explanation?
Yeah. it's kafter v'ferach.
What kind of a culpability is bringing a parhelm davershel?
It exempts Gans Klal Yisrael for the mistakes that Sanhedrin makes. Meaning if instead of each yachid now being liable to bring his karban, it means the Sanhedrin is liable to bring the karban for Klal Yisrael. Now you're shifting the responsibility from the yachid to the Sanhedrin.
On like a sin kapara chiyuv level, not on a price of a par divided by 70 people level.
It's also a price level because instead of each individual bringing a carbon for themselves, right? The bezin's bringing the carbon.
So everyone just stays at the zeros,
But I'm not chai. I don't need kapara for my avera. Bezin is achieving kapara for their mistake in their psak. Okay. Another area where we see the connection between parhelm davershel tzibor and Smicha is in this debate between the Maral Bach and the Maribe Rav. Maral Bach argues that you need Kol Yisrael, an absolute consensus, because you need a consensus, an absolute consensus of Dayanim to make a mistake, L'inyan Parhelm Davershel Tzibor. Right, so he says that we take that din of Kol from Parhelm Davershel Tzibor and we export it to Smicha. Yeah. Okay. Can we just throw in two in the very end here? Let me just throw in two short ha'aros. First, we should just ask who's the gavra who's roi to have smicha. Okay, this is a much more complicated question because if you hold that it's coextensive with the qualifications for somebody to be a member of Sanhedrin, it's much greater than simply the kind of knowledge that he possesses. You'd have to export all the dinim that we spoke about last week to smicha. But here we just know from the Rambam that he has to be roi lahoros l'chol tarah kula, but you could restrict his reshus to one tchum or other. Okay, so even if you're giving smicha in one area, so you still have to be roi lahor tchol tarah kula. How do you explain that? Two ways of going. Either you could say smicha fundamentally is limited to one tchum or other. Smicha is limited to yor yor or yadin yadin, but there still has to be a chashivas agavra that is royal lahoros b'chol Torah kula. Okay. Or you'll say quite to the contrary. Smicha fundamentally is giving somebody carte blanche rishus to paskin. Elamai, there's a special din within Netilas Rishus that you could limit his Rishus to one area or other. So in order to be a Samo, Chavada, Yati, Roy, Lechol, Tarakula, there's a Chiddush that the Masmich could restrict the Rishus that he's giving to him. But restricting the Rishus doesn't mean that you could restrict, doesn't mean that you could give somebody who's not Roy for Smicha, Smicha. To wrap up here at the end, and this is the step back and examine the broader themes of smicha, not in detail, but just kind of to summarize what we've seen until now in the pratim, is that you could point to three themes in smicha sekenim. One is to point to an element of kedusha, or a metaphysical hetzil min haruach, that you see from Moshe and Yoshua, from smicha biyad, you see it from the Torah Schayim and the Aruch HaShulchan, and why smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Can only be given in a place of Hashras Hashchina. So there seems to be an element of Kedusha. The second is this notion of Rishus, getting permission or getting a consent, getting licensed, other people agreeing to, that you're qualified. This is said by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Need ish mi pi ish," because when you have smicha from somebody who has smicha, you can assume that he's qualified to paskin. Okay, so it's like you have you're given rishus from somebody who's capable. The Rivash in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph says that smicha bizman hazeh is nothing but netilas rishus. Okay, so what we have bizman hazeh is one aspect of standard smicha. Okay, so it's clear that there's this element of rishus, and the notion in the Rambam that you could restrict smicha to one tchum or other. Okay. And we're only giving you rishus to dan dinei mamonos, even though you're royal l'chol tarak bula. A third theme that we have in smicha is this notion that the samach, that his authority is a derivative of representing the entity of the kahal of bnei Yisrael. And you see this most clearly in the relationship between smicha v'ish mi piyish and smicha from ganz kla Yisrael. Okay, or smicha from the nasi. You could get smicha from a samach, or you could get smicha from somebody who represents the entire tzibor. Buchanan Wasserman says this explicitly in the Kovei Shiurim. He says that the kibbutz Kol Yisrael has the same power as Koach Bezdin. Okay.
Where is that?
As here I have Nun in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, Simin Nun, Sivkatan He. That's what I've written down. So you certainly have these three themes in the concept of smicha. So you have an element of kedusha or metaphysical hetzel min haruach, a notion of netilas rishus, getting licensed to paskin, and this third notion of representing the entire kahal. That you see clearly in this notion of getting smicha from the kahal. You see it clearly in the notion that smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael according to the Rav's pshat, that only in Eretz Yisrael do you have an entity that's called the kahal of Yisrael. And you see it clearly in the connection to Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. Okay, the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor is an instance where the Zekenim are representing the Shgaga of Klal Yisrael. So to in Tzmicha, the office of Samach is somebody who's representing the interests of the Tzibor. Because that wraps up the discussion of Tzmicha Zekenim. And we'll move on next week to Knossos versus Chavis Midas. And maybe we'll even move further.